I got a very interesting shayla. Again, this was not on the list, but it was a shayla I got from one of my old talmidim, one of my very close talmidim, who would rather remain nameless as being the shawel over here. But he's a guy who sometimes gets crazy ideas into his head, and he comes up with some kooky ideas. So he had an inspiration that made him want to become a docent at the bodies exhibit. Are you familiar with what the word docent means? It is like a tour guide at a museum. So he wanted to work at the bodies exhibit for whatever reason. Are you familiar with the bodies exhibit? The bodies exhibit is essentially, I don't know who's behind it, but there are people that acquired massive amounts of dead bodies. They preserved the bodies, they skinned the bodies, and they put them like in the Heisman pose and like playing a violin, and they do all sorts of gross things, you know, with these bodies. And you go around, it's like by South Street Seaport, and you go around and you look at the dead bodies. They were Chinese slaves or executed prisoners or whoever they were. These bodies, they were not Jewish bodies, but you go around and you look at the bodies. So he wanted to be a tour guide to show people, you know, the bodies. So the shaila is that permissible? He wanted to know if it's mutter before he sent in his application. It's gross. And that's, you know, that's the basics. You know, this shaila was asked, I was asked the shaila before, but not about being a tour guide. I was asked the shaila about, can you go? Are you allowed to go and just observe the bodies? Is that a nice way to spend a Sunday afternoon with your family, to just stop and look at the bodies? A lot of people do it. A lot of families do it. So there is an article about this in one of the issues of tradition by Rabbi Bleich Shlita. So I'll go through a lot of what Rabbi Bleich says, and I'll give you the bottom line halacha. So Rabbi Bleich points out that most of this issue depends on whether the Isser Hana'a, or the Isser of Nivla Mace, applies to non-Jewish dead bodies the way it applies to Jewish dead bodies. For instance, we know that there is a mitzvah of kvura on Jewish dead bodies. There's no mitzvah of kvura on non-Jewish dead bodies. There's no chiyuv of kvura. So what about the Isser of Nivla Mace? Does that apply only to Jewish dead bodies or also to non-Jewish dead bodies? So Rabbi quotes from Rav Meir Shapiro in Tshuvas Ora Meir, Simon Ayin Dalid, where he points out that it's Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban. The Rashi and the Ramban in Dvarim, Perech Chaf Aleph, discuss the issue of an executed criminal. Lo salin nivlaso ala eitz. The Torah says you're not allowed to leave him hanging on the tree. Ki kilo selukim talui. That it's an abomination to God. It looks bad for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have him hanging. So the Medrash says, Mashal ma davar dome. If you have two twins that are identical twins, one of them becomes the king, and the second one becomes a highway robber. The highway robber is caught by the police and he's executed. So then the body of the highway robber is hung on a tree. The king is going to say, no, get him down from there. Everyone's going to look and they're going to see that the king, they're going to think the king is hanging from the tree. They're not going to realize. So too says the Medrash. Man is created in the image of God. You can't take a tzelem elokim and disgrace it in that way. Rashi, when he quotes that medrash, uses the term Yisrael. He dafka says, so too, a Yisrael, who's B'Tzelem Elokim, it would be a violation of Nivla Meis. So says Rav Meir Shapiro, it's Tali Machlok, it's Ramban and Rashi, is there an Isra of Nivla Meis for a non-Jewish dead body? Now, to be clear, the Tosfos Yontif in Pirkei Avos, Parak Gimel, says clearly that obviously we know the din of Tzelem, the concept of Tzelem Elokim applies to Jews and non-Jews alike. A non-Jew is also B'Tzelem Elokim. Adam Arishon is B'Tzelem Elokim. He wasn't Jewish. So it definitely applies to Jew and non-Jew alike. The question is, to what extent that Tzelem Elokim generates an Isser of Nivla Meis? That's the Machlokas Rashi and the Ramban. So the level of Tzelem Elokim that a guy enjoys generate an Isser of Nivla Meis. Now, if it does, then there would be an Isra of Hana'a min ha'meis also. How do you define Hana'a? Well, certainly getting paid for doing something with that body would be called Hana'a. If you were the owner of the exhibit or a docent in the, I think I'm pronouncing it right, in the exhibit, then you would be getting Hana'a from the non-Jewish dead body. And that would be a violation if you hold that the Isra applies to even non-Jewish bodies. But what about if you're just looking? You're not getting hana'a in that sense. You're paying money to go look. Now, paying money, if it's usher for the guy to get, whoever's running it, I'll assume is a guy. So if it's usher for the guy to get hana'a from it, then it may be lifnei iver for you to pay the money for him to get, because he's getting hanah from the money. So maybe lifnei iver, but is it aser to just look in general? So Rabbi Bleich points out that Chassam Sofer in Yerodea Simin Shin Lamed Vav, as well as his Talmud Meram Shik in Yerodea Simin Shin Mem Dalid, both hold that when there's an Isra of Nivla Meis, you're not even allowed to acquire medical information by doing such procedures that would be a violation of Nivla Meis. Meaning, even the increased knowledge that you have about the body is going to be considered Hana'a. It's going to be considered enough Hana'a to be a problem. But in general, is just looking Hana'a. Not education, just looking. So there is a Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Chavav Amud Aleph that tells us that kol mar v'reach ein bo mishum me'ila, that even though there's an issur to get hanah from hegdish, if the hanah that you get is only in hearing a voice or seeing a sight or smelling a smell, that's not me'ila. You're not going to be chayav a carbon me'ila of being nana from hegdish. However, that Gemara is also equally clear that you're not allowed to do it. You're chayav, there's no onesh, but you're not allowed to do it. So it would seem that over here it's an issue of mare, that you're seeing something that's asur b'hanah, so it would seem, if we could compare it to mi'ila, that it would be, if you're getting hanah from looking, that it would be a problem. In fact, the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim, Perakei, Halacha Tezayin, paskins that way, that you're not allowed, that even looking at hegdish and getting hanah from looking is a problem. However, Tosus and Shabbos of Chafal Vamid Aleph quotes a Gemara Masechas Sukkah, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, we learned last year, that a woman is allowed to sort kernels of wheat using the light from the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. We know the lights, the Gemara describes in detail how high the candelabras were and the giant torches and the Pirchei Kuna, etc. The light will light up the entire city, and it was, even though it was nighttime, you could see as if it was broad daylight. So he says she's allowed to sort her kernels. This is Hegdish. He's getting Hanah from Hegdish. So Tosfos says, no, it says in Yerushalmi that that's totally mutter because it's Mare. Mare is Ein Bo Mishum Me'ila. So apparently, according to the Yerushalmi, just seeing doesn't count as Hanah. That it's even mutter. Not only that you don't get punished, it's just even mutter. But at the very least, it would seem to be Machlokes Bavli in the Yerushalmi. So Bleich points out there are two Rayas Laheter over here. Number one, there's a Gemara Maseches Yuma Daf Chafal Vam Beis that tells us that when they would remove the lechem upon him at the end of the week, they would try to show off how fresh the lechem upon him still is at the end of the week. So they would hold it up and display it and give it a little squeeze to show, you know, look how much Kodesh Baruch Hu loves you, that the lechem upon him is still so fresh. So everyone looking at it had a sense of, it gave such a sense of chiyus that look, Kodesh Baruch Hu loves us, gave him tremendous hanah to be able to witness such a thing. Either getting hanah from looking at Hegdish. So he quotes the Tshuvas Machane Chaim, that maybe that's a raya, that looking is not called hanah. He quotes another raya from Gorg Subastav Kov Gimel. Gemara says, this is a stranger raya. Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, after he died, would always go back to his family's house on Friday night, and he'd make kiddush for them. He'd go back Friday night after he was dead. What that means, I'm not sure exactly, no one knows exactly what that Gemara means, but apparently they would enjoy having him back home on Friday nights. So they're getting hanah from the mace, from seeing him. So you see that seeing a mace is not called hanah. Ah, okay, you want to argue that's a raya, I don't know. So Meir Shapiro says that the benefit that you, the hana that you get, it really depends on what kind of hana it is. If it's just I enjoy looking, so that's not a real hana. But let's say you're a medical student and it's real knowledge that you're gaining, then that would be a bigger problem, because then it's, I'm getting real hana out of this, I'm getting real real meaning and whatever. The way Rabbi Bleich says it is, l'mashal, if you have a someone doing an operation, an autopsy, and they're medical students studying different things about the dead body, and then you have, on the other hand, someone mopping the floors in the room who just peeks over. So the people who are the medical students, they're really getting hanah from it. The guy who's just peeking over, he sees, interesting, but it doesn't mean anything to him. He doesn't see any, you know, what he sees doesn't mean anything. So maybe that kind of hanah would not be an asra hanah. But again, all of this whole discussion only hinges on the premise that there is actually is an asra hanah from Meisei Yaakov, from non-Jewish dead bodies. So Bleich points out that it would seem, his conclusion is, that anatomical dissections are a problem if your knowledge is really going to be increased. But if you're just a maintenance employee, so then he doesn't think that that's called real hana. And he points out that there's at least one Gemara that seems to say that it's mutter to get information from examining cadavers. The Gemara B'choras Taf Mem Hei tells us that the Talmid of Rabbi Shmuel got the body of a prostitute who was executed by the government, and they boiled the cadaver in order to determine the exact number of organs there are in the human body. So they used that in order to derive knowledge. Gemara Nida tells us similar in Daf Chav Dalid. Rabbi Shaul said that when he used to be involved in burying dead people, and he would always check out the bones, and he would learn stuff from that. So there are sources that establish that they were able to derive knowledge. So those sources tell us one of two things. Either there's no issur of getting hana from a non-Jewish dead body, or examining a dead body is not called hana. One of those things has to be true. Mimela, if it's a non-Jewish dead body and all you're doing is examining it, it would be mutter. Right? All you're doing is looking at it, it would be mutter. Because either there's no issur in examining, or there's no issur by non-Jewish dead bodies. So Rabbi Bleich said it would seem that to look at the body's exhibit would be mutter. However, he says, the endeavor is odious in the extreme. Meaning, come on. What a disgusting thing. He says, what a comment it is about our society and the depravity of the age in which we live, that this is what people do for entertainment. Now, what would Rabbi Bleich say about the student who wants to get money from it? Well, then, it's not a miman of shuch anymore, because he's getting real hana. So then it's completely telling the machlokas, Rashi and the Ramban. Meaning, when you're just going to look, so it's man of shuch. If either, one of two things is true, either it's mutter to look even at Jewish dead bodies, or the whole isser only applies to Jewish dead bodies, not to non-Jewish dead bodies. So and no matter what, it's you're allowed to look at non-Jewish dead bodies. But to get hana from it, well, it's not so posh. Getting hana is usher to do from a mace. It's only one suffix. The only issue is it Jewish dead bodies, non-Jewish dead bodies? So, Rabbi Bleich, I don't know what he was saying. I didn't ask him about making money. It's very possible he would say that that's aser. As for Shechter, he thought it was mutter. He thought that we paskin, like Rashi, that the iser of getting hana from the mesim is only from Jewish mesim, non-Jewish mesim. You're allowed to get hana. He thought it would be mutter to work as a docent in the body's exhibit. Okay.